Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Love in paradise. We're fucking out with speaking not English.
That didn't work.
Didn't
love in paradise.
You're almost hit the right rhythm. Yeah, you're
love
making
love in paradise.
Good, you fixed the interval.
When I get out of heaven, dog.
People, that is so loud, it's awful.
Love in paradise.
Why don't you try to sing pretty?
I am.
Oh no,
I am.
You're failing.
That would be the theme song. If we had time.
Love in a paradise.
That would be the theme song.
Yeah.
We don't even have a theme song for Plathville.
We don't know what the fuck we're doing.
Como se dice California. Y'all.
Oh, y'all.
Welcome God. To Love in Paradise, the Caribbean, the 90 Day Story.
He is truly an absolute dolt. I just want to shake him. And say
you loved him so much.
You know what? Because I didn't know anything about him.
Really?
And now
changed.
I know a lot.
Just was waiting.
I still like her a lot.
I love
and
Kay.
And here's the thing. I still think they are the most romantic storyline. And they're the one with the most at stake.
I just think either he's an actual dumb
troglodyte
person, or he's just like this weird Americanized privilege of
yeah.
You come to me,
or it's some type of like macho bullshit.
Maybe save it for their section.
God, y'all, this is Caribbean. I would say this is. Well,
I just said love
what
in
is
paradise.
Love
the
in
Caribbean.
Paradise, the Caribbean.
A 90-day story.
A 90-day story.
This is season 1, episode 5. Never have I ever, or a game that Poodle always loses.
Oh, wow. Or do you win if you, well, you drink, so who knows?
Everybody's a winner.
Y'all, this was the stupidest thing to, we're going to talk about that later. Don't play Never Have I Ever
don't.
With anyone you're in a relationship with.
Don't.
Y'all, it's just, if also, you shouldn't play that after college.
No.
No, because you'll just be drinking every time
yeah.
Because you'll have done a lot of stuff.
Yeah. If you're listening to this, by the way, then that means tell Jesus thank you for me because, y'all, my computer went down today and they're sending it off for 5 days. So I'm going to have to figure out how to edit this show on something. And if that means you're listening to it, that means we did it.
An old adding machine.
Y'all, when you're at the Mac store and they open your computer and they go, uh-oh, you just go, fuck.
They should have a little more chill than that.
It was, as I said, it was a very nerdy and wonderful lesbian woman named Patrice.
Maybe she listens.
We got along well. I liked her. She had a really cool nose ring.
I like
nose rings, but I don't want one.
I love how they look.
I just imagine there's boogers all on the other side.
No, my problem would be I would knock it and it would...
Oh, you'd rip it out of your nose. Yeah. How many times did you knock out your eyebrow ring?
A lot. Yeah. A lot.
But you got a cool scar now. What do you tell people that scar is from?
Vietnam.
Wow. Okay. Hashtag too soon.
No, I say I had an eyebrow ring.
Does your mom still look at it and curse at it?
No, she goes, what? Oh, that's where you had that thing. Oh, cool. That was something. So glad you don't have that anymore. Ugh. Just so weird and ugly. Don't know why anyone would want to do it.
How long did you have it?
I can kind of understand an earring, but I don't like it, but I can kind of understand it. Can't understand that.
Did you have it for like a year?
No, longer. I think I had it for like 2 years.
Do you find pictures of that? What did you?
I have pictures.
Could you feel it up against your eyebrow bone?
Yeah.
Oh, that would bug the shit out of me. I couldn't handle that.
Most of the time, you kind of got to where you could sometimes see it in your peripheral vision. You had to get used to that.
Oh, I wouldn't like that
but
at
all.
But
I had a loop for a while, and then I got a little gauge stud.
Oh, because you almost ripped out the loop several times?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
The gauge I can handle a little better. But yeah.
Wow.
And
there
then,
you go.
And then every piercing person who knew about them said, so like, yeah, they did that wrong. They
really?
put it too low. Yeah, everyone said, because I got it done in Texas.
No, you didn't.
I got it done here. That's right.
You got it here. Our old roommate, Sissy, took us.
She basically...
She made you get an eyebrow ring. And no, I didn't get my ears pierced in, or did I?
Oh,
was that when I got my ears?
Diamond earrings?
They weren't diamond. No, they were gold hoops. That's we got them pierced when hoops were the deal.
No, this
I look like the gayest genie you've ever seen.
It was
rub my lamp and I'll give you a wish, boys.
It was laughable.
Was that good?
What are we talking about?
What are we talking about?
Let's jump into this show. Do we have any announcements?
This is an announcement. I just want to say, y'all get this anyway if you're listening. Oh, man. This episode of 90 Day Fiancé Season 4 with Nicole and Azan is so good.
We've been corrected that she just says his name wrong. It's Azan.
Azan is his name. Okay, yeah. So let's change his name. Kind of like she says, what does she say, Murkish?
Marrakesh.
Marrakesh.
It's not Morocco. It's Marrakesh.
Instead of Marrakesh.
A city that's kind of like Morocco.
It's Morocco.
Marrakesh. Instead of Marrakesh.
So Azan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or now, Azan.
Azan. Now that we've got the wrong one stuck in our head.
No, that's just you.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. You're the one that corrected me on it. Anyway, so y'all, we're having fun in there. Also, I reached out to my friend as a producer. Next week is the finale of You and Me, My Ex.
So for some reason, they did 9 episodes.
There's 9 episodes. That's what we can expect. So there you go.
So there must have been just a surplus of footage that they wanted to show.
Maybe.
All we do know is that the best thing is that they are... Caroline's mother is coming back for the bridal...
Yes.
The engagement party.
I said... We'll have to bring this up on the show, but I'll leave this as a teaser, y'all. We're going to talk about he messaged me back about her, and I have inside. I have a little tea about...
He messaged you?
About... I have the producer friend. I have tea about Caroline's
mom. I thought you were talking about Alex. I was going to be like, no.
But speaking of...
Oh, you have tea?
Yeah, but speaking of gay black men, did you hear? Rodney's on Cameo from Marrying Millions,
yes.
And he's confirmed for season 3.
Yes!
Is Desiree with him?
I don't know. She's got to be. She's got to be with her 80s hair.
She's practicing a new Chekhov monologue. that involves also a barking dog at the end.
God, I hope Rodney dates a young twink that just wants to take all of his money.
You want what from me?
Yeah, Rodney, I said I want a Gucci bag.
I found you at La Cienega.
La Cienega. All right, let's jump into Love in Paradise.
Estaba sente Ian.
Sorry, y'all. We're distracted because I do enjoy this show still. It's just so serious now.
I want to talk about that. This show
fun.
This show started off with a little bit of the same cringe funny factor a little bit.
Yeah.
Now we're seeing, and the problem is there's the problem is the show. This show is much more of a documentary about the documentary is showing that people who find love in quote paradise, it's not that. It's very complicated.
Same, yeah.
And which gives us to not a lot of levity.
Yeah.
As a documentary show, it's fascinating. But it is a tough slog. Like, we're treated to Sherlon and Ariana, who aren't even on the same page. They're not even in the same book. Or the same library, really.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
And
she's in the Library of Congress, and he's in the Library of I Don't Give a Fuck.
Of Island Library. Island.
So, well, no problems.
But I think all of them, and with I feel like almost everyone has, all of the Americans are extremely controlling, and that bothers me.
Let's jump in. Let's talk about Ariana, and you brought him up. Ariana and Sherlern.
Sherlern.
Let's talk about
it. They're fighting on the bus.
Remember, y'all, last time on the bus, she said, well, it's not like you're contributing anything anyway, and he's like, I am about to leave this bus. I'm going to get off this bus.
And she does it so passive aggressively.
As
like,
Deontay's mom says, stop the bus.
Stop the bus. And she's like, you're not doing anything to help me. And she kind of whispers it passive aggressively.
Yeah, it's like, and she doesn't have a, I don't think she realizes she has a microphone on her fucking chest.
She said, this tells you where Ariana is at, you guys. She says in the moment, I just want to start the K-1 visa process so Sherlon can come to the U.S., marry me, and then we can raise our son together.
So, see, I want to take, I saw Brett too. I went, yeah, girl, you're a little delusional.
That's so delusional.
But then she's sending him mixed messages because then later on, she's kind of like, well, yeah, I'm not expecting you to do all this. And I'm like, but you are.
Yeah.
So, because you said that. So I'm confused, girl.
Well, here's the thing. She, again, is so afraid of becoming a nag to him. Yeah. Because, so, but at the same time.
Ariana, embrace it, I do.
Yeah, this is fucking nag.
By the way, I sent my text to my cleaning lady. She's going to be here next week.
Let's move on. Do we have to talk about this on the show? She keeps saying, I'll be the only one parenting. And she knows that bothers him because she's basically kind of threatening him that he will not have, if he's not in the country, he will not have a say in the way the baby is raised.
See, it's interesting. You took it that way, which I can see why. I took it as still gross. She was threatening him that he would be a deadbeat dad.
Because she knows that's part of his story.
And he doesn't want that.
Having a broken home.
So I think actually now that you're saying, I think she kind of was doing both things.
It's bad. She's a bad person. It took me a while to give a verdict
on her. I don't
know if
I'm going to say that. Yeah.
She's a bad person.
She seems honestly a bit of a princess to me. And like she's used to people just kind of always giving her what she wants. Yeah.
But the way she talks to him and the way it's like my way or the highway, this is it. And
But that said, he didn't also come off great in this interview with this attorney. So y'all, they finally get to Did someone just die upstairs?
She's bowling. My upstairs neighbor is setting up
poodles,
her own.
Poodle's upstairs neighbor is the littlest woman, and she is so loud.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because I've thought that.
She stomps around like the Jolly Green Giant. Didn't she tell you that people, neighbors have
said? Like, previous neighbor said I have a pretty heavy foot.
Great.
She's doing modern dance up there.
Anyway.
So they're at the kind of like a, something. I don't think it's really, she's an attorney. I think she's a,
I'm not
a
sure,
specialist.
It's in the back of a clothing store.
It looks like it's,
I think.
And this woman's name is McKenna, and she has a very strange and disturbing mask that I don't really care for.
It was a lot. It was very aggressive.
But we find out that, number one, the flat fee for the K-1 visa is like
$1,200. $1,224, so, which means...
To be exact.
Not doing...
So...
And she says, and Sherlon kind of makes a face, and she says, so, Sherlon, you don't want to be married? And he goes, not now! Y'all, he's so emphatic. It's like, I understand
and
her
he
a little
says,
bit.
He says, not for this reason.
But I kind of understand. I'm not saying she's right. I understand her a little bit, because we see Sherlon is very much like, no problem.
He has sent her all the wrong messages.
But in this scene, he's backed into a corner and he totally switches on a dime. He becomes this kind of like anxious cat.
Yep.
Just like, no, I don't want to get married.
I think this is finally him standing up and saying what he wants. It comes out as nasty.
I agree with that, but it does seem, I understand. If I was Ariana, it would be hard not to take it personally.
Well, to be honest, though, he's just finally saying what he's feeling instead of being basically guilted into being a parent or not being a parent.
Grant, yes, he's been guilted, and he's also avoided the subject, though, so
I
much
agree.
That she finally has to be like, what the fuck do you want to do?
This is really interesting.
I think it's a total, I just want to say this, it's a total classic move of, hey, y'all, I'm a bro, and I don't want to ruffle any feathers.
Right.
So I'm going to keep kicking the can, and then when we actually finally do talk about it, I honestly think if he probably would have said, hey, I care for you, we only met 17 days, I don't want to get married right now, maybe we can try another way to kind of work this out and build this, I actually think Ariana would be a little bit better with it. I think he probably told her for months now, sure, no problem, my gorgeous queen.
And so she's made it up because he didn't either level with her. That led her to create the idea in her head that they actually have a relationship.
Because if you don't communicate what you want to people, they will create in their head what they want to hear.
That's true. And I believe
you.
And
I think she did that. I'm not excusing her behavior. I think she's gross to
him. My problem is just her behavior to him.
Yeah, it's gross. Yeah.
And I think...
Talks to me. The way she talks to him reminds me of like a softball coach that keeps getting on to you for not catching the ball in right field.
Yeah.
Sherlon, come on.
Seems like that's something that happened to
hey,
you.
Hey, I'm just saying... Matt, it was right there. hold out your hand, Matt.
Okay.
Matt, stop dancing in the field and you can get the ball.
Okay.
Dancing. Wow.
I did all my dancing in the outfield.
Did you like
that? Sounds
how
like a name of a memoir.
Dancing
in
the
outfield.
The first gay softball player. Not the first.
Somebody write that book.
Especially for women's softball. So he basically is he's in it in the moment. He's like, anybody in the room, let me shoot you a question. Do you want to marry someone you just met? And now everybody's like, no.
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 But
no.
Dude, you fucking are bringing this up at the 11th hour.
I agree. I would
But
love-
I also understand why he, I do think he thinks it's crazy that they would just assume now that they're pregnant, they're going to get married and live happily ever after. Because like we brought up before, I would not assume
that.
It
feels like the 50s or 60s.
Yeah, I'd be like, this is a, yes, yes. Yeah. It feels like the 50s, yes.
And so...
Y'all, in the 50s, Ariana wouldn't even be here. She'd be at a nunnery.
They would have sent her to a convent.
They would have.
With some very mean nuns.
Yes.
She would have came out, and they would have set, put the baby up for adoption.
And they had not even told her. Wasn't there a movie about that?
Oh,
it was.
They all were.
It happened in Ireland.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's a really, really good movie. Who the fuck is in that movie?
Oh, no.
Judi Dench, I think, is in that movie.
I don't know this movie.
Oh.
People, I love it how you can never come up with the names of these movies.
Hey, Siri.
No, that happened a lot.
What's the movie with the old woman in Ireland about not adopting babies?
Not adopting babies.
Okay. I find this on the web for
Philomena.
Oh. I always wanted to see that.
Oh, you've never seen that movie?
No, I heard it's great.
That is the most, one of the most poodle movies you could ever ask for.
I love her.
It's, oh.
How did I miss that?
It's so good. You will sob at that movie.
Why did you see that movie?
Because it came out and I wanted to see it.
Doesn't seem like a movie you would go see.
Oh, it's so, it just has so much heart.
I love her.
Oh, it's wonderful.
So, anyway, they find out from McKenna that the tourist visa is probably better. And I don't know if they've just never investigated this before or she was so set on the K-1 visa.
It is kind of like, and you know, hey, by the way, there's been this option that's not as expensive all along.
Right. That's why the stakes of this started to feel, and she started to feel a little bit more like, well, it's marriage or nothing.
Well, but I think... Maybe. I also don't think he's ever talked about it. I think he's kept saying, she's like, do you want to do the tourist visa? He's like, we'll work it out. It's fine.
The thing is, they don't know. She's never brought up either of these.
Yeah.
She just wants to start things.
I would say, like, going to, you could have called the attorney and talk. I mean, I would talk to the attorney, like, on month 3.
I think a Google search could have produced both of these.
Well, I think that's a prerequisite. When they interview you for a 90-Day Fiancé show...
You don't know anything about
the
visa?
They say, did you do a Google search? And if they say yes, they say, nope, not on the show.
And did you hear... She keeps saying to him, I want you to be an active parent. I want you to be an active parent. And that just cuts at every bit.
She keeps saying, I don't want to do this on my own. I don't want to do this by myself.
And again, this is one way. She's saying, basically, she's giving him this choice. The choice is, you come to the U.S., you marry me, we raise our child together, you leave everything behind, we've spent 17 days together,
mm-hmm.
or you leave your child to grow up without a father, and you have no input in your child's life.
It does seem either one, however.
And you've let down your child.
But... Also, though, Sherlon has not offered any options to her.
That is true.
He has completely held his hand. I was like, we don't, whatever. So she is having to fill in blanks because
right.
he's just a big walking blank.
Right.
And
no, you're right.
He should have thought about this when he should have, because, I mean, it's responsibility on both of them, but Sherlon could have put on a fucking condom. Before
I
he
agree.
Decide to bang her, all the, so it's a little bit like he does have a responsibility of something.
I agree with you. I think I'm using the prototype of the show, which is always that the people who are coming to America have a little less power and a lot less agency,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
so it's usually the onus is on the American
mm-hmm.
to
yeah.
do that. But she's how old? And she's really not. That old?
Yeah, she's like 25, right?
Yeah.
26?
And she's not really... Because obviously her mom has babied her.
Yes.
So they ask, and so as soon as they bring up the tourist visa, you can tell she hates this idea. Because then he'd just go back. Because she honestly wants this nuclear family.
She does. She can tell.
Yeah.
Because when they describe this to me, basically... He could be there for 4 months, and then
right.
you have to go back for like a month.
Yeah, and come back.
And then come back for
it's
another.
It's not good enough.
And I
for
was
her.
Like, I heard that, and I went, okay, I just want Ariana to. I kind of want her to value herself more because I wouldn't want to just get with a guy.
I think you're going to
like that.
I think that's a lost cause.
I have too much self worth. I would be, yeah, I know you. put your huge sneaky snake penis in me and shot that jizz train up in me and boarded my caboose, and now we're having a baby. But
we didn't even have sex. We were just having dessert.
Y'all, his dick is so big, literally he could just be across the table and that dick impregnates you. We've seen the pics.
Yes. Very loud.
It's one of those with a small head too, so you don't feel it at first.
That dick could have just spit in her direction and gotten her pregnant.
Like one of those dinosaurs from Jurassic Park. So I think though she could have I want her to be like, I don't want to get married to you. Why don't you come over and we'll test it out?
100%. 100%.
It's not a good sign that she doesn't say that to me.
I don't know if that's her, it's how she was raised, or it's this Disney fantasy of, I met this man in paradise, we have a baby. So immediately, we have to abandon all of our ideas about what things should be.
Because I think you could have a cool, it would be, yes, it'll, I almost think it's more of, not necessarily what's best for the baby. She just doesn't want to do this shit herself.
Yeah.
Well, I can't blame her for that. It's going to be a lot of work.
And that's what feels extremely self-serving about it all to me.
Because honestly, if Sherlon lived there and he came over every 4 months, but again, how's he going to work and do that? This kid could have a life.
But here's what she's conflating. She's conflating the idea that he got her pregnant with him wanting or him being a father.
Yes.
And also, because he got her pregnant, because now he has to marry her.
Yes.
And these are not all the same. And this is so myopic. And that's why this feels like the 50s to me.
I think that's the best. When you said that, that just really clicked.
Yeah. I don't know. And that's what I consider her.
Y'all, this is a movie Julianne Moore would star in.
I don't know if it's her or her mom. Or the way she was brought up. The mom seems level-headed.
Mom seems level-headed. Yeah, she seems very... And I think she's just used to getting what she wants.
Is that it?
Maybe.
That's the... I don't... She rubs me the wrong way, this girl. And this was the first episode where I just went...
Actually, I think she rubs Sherlon the wrong way.
Ugh. So,
now she's pregnant.
McKenna, the woman who's there, says, I know love, and I don't see it. Boom.
Boom.
Smartest McKenna, person on the show.
McKenna, she's like, I feel for her. She's going to get her. I hope she doesn't get her heart broken.
Hope in one hand, honey.
So he's got to get a job letter and
now, this confused
passport
me.
Picture.
Doesn't he work for his family with the boat?
Yeah.
Okay. So that should be pretty easy.
We'll see about
Maybe
that.
Maybe not. I don't know.
So
she also says...
And she is kind of wanting, like, I have to get the letter. And she's like, yeah, but you got to get it.
Yeah.
Sherlon, you got to get it.
It's very Amber-like.
Like, I know. But you got to get it, Sherlon.
And she's like, I wish he would see everything that he's sacrificed and that I've sacrificed for him. And I wrote down, no one asked you to do all this.
Yeah.
It's just like... This either she expected this or that she thinks she has to do it, and then her expectations are twice what they are.
I don't know if it's expectation. I really think a lot of it, maybe it's expectation, but I think a lot of it came from he has done nothing.
Yeah.
And she's freaking out.
Yeah. But again, he has basically told her, not outright, but every time he opens his mouth, he's telling her what he thinks. She's just not wanting to read between the lines.
Oh, yeah, the avoidance is telling yourself. But yeah,
exactly.
She's not. I actually think she knows that down deep, and that's where this anxiety is coming from.
Yep.
Of like, and she just doesn't want to say that because she doesn't want to deal with the hurt of that.
Yep.
She keeps telling herself, maybe he'll come around.
I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, the thing about being in relationships with men, or even especially straight men,
which I've had a couple with.
Not familiar. But the last thing they want to do is tell you something you don't want to hear.
Oh, yeah.
So, and that's actually really hard to do.
Yeah.
And then they would almost wait till you break up with them.
Because a lot of straight men, y'all, are spineless.
Amen. Women are much stronger.
Oh, for sure.
Yep.
Sorry, straight sissies that are
listening.
Now, if you're a listener of the show, I'm sure you stand. Actually, I do think men are better at that. What it boils down to a lot is emotional maturity. Is that women just are you? It's true. Women are
what
more
happens
emotionally
earlier,
mature,
and then and some men never become. Yeah,
and I feel like women, in a way, are better at voicing that more in their late 20s. Amber and Daniel, a perfect example.
Oof.
He's like, he's not really emotionally
he's
mature.
He's 23 years
but he
old.
He is young, and she is 30. And she's a hard 30. And so, but she is like, that's like 20 years in emotional maturity. And I do think Sherlon is older than Ariana, but in his brain level, he's 15.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, because he's on island life, there's never a rush to do anything.
Yeah.
It's all kind of, we live in paradise. It's great here.
It's great here.
Speaking of emotional immaturity, let's talk about Mark and Kay.
Boy.
Kai.
Boy, did Poodle sour on this one.
I do not sour on her. I'm soured on him.
Boy, you still want to get...
I saw this
You
coming,
still want to get fucked by him?
No.
Hold on. Close your eyes.
Oh, he's still banging me.
Okay.
I don't care.
Yeah, I didn't have to get to that one.
But so
although his mouth looks weird to me.
There is something that is a little
Feel like he looks like he has fillers.
It looks like he has a triangle head for me.
And I'm
like
fine
a cone
with getting
head.
Fillers. Get all the plastic surgery you want, but it just looks different.
He does look a little massaged. Like yeah. there's things that have been put into an areas that they were
like he lives
previously.
In the Hillcrest area of San Diego.
Yeah. That's the gay area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
I'm like, I know that. That's the gay area.
That's the gay area.
So, y'all, we're meeting Vicky, her friend, and this
Vicky.
Is post-ultimatum. And
ultimatum.
We know how Kay feels about ultimatums.
She doesn't like them. So, they're having dinner. Y'all, Mark can't even enter this conversation because he knows so little Spanish.
And this is when I was thinking... I'm wondering how big of a plot point this is and if they're making it bigger.
I wonder as I wonder. That's all I was
out under the sky. That's a beautiful Christmas carol.
It is. I used to sing it at Mass.
And that's all you know?
No, I know the whole song.
I'm glad I stopped you.
I just didn't want to go into Christmas since it's August.
I agree.
But it's almost here.
No, it's not.
Yeah, holidays
don't be
are
one
we
of
gotta,
those people.
No, we got to start planning.
Don't be one of those people.
I've already bought my first Christmas present for you, actually. I saw something that made me think of you and I bought it.
That's sweet.
I'll
it's
probably
too
forget
early,
where it is.
That's probably true. What if I don't like it?
I didn't care.
As long as you like it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, what I was asking before you interrupted me with the Christmas carols. Is how do we think this is massaged by producers a little bit?
I don't actually.
I actually don't know. But here's why: he responds sometimes with Spanish, and then sometimes he knows it, and then sometimes he doesn't.
Oh, that part maybe
it feels inconsistent.
He
his
looks.
Spanish.
He's a good actor then because he looks pretty clueless as we're talking.
Yeah, I'm not saying he doesn't speak conversational Spanish. I think he speaks. More than, and I think it's, I think the dumb.
Like they needed a plot point for them?
Yes. Just a theory.
I don't know. It seemed, the way he said it, basically y'all, not like, they're talking, they're speaking in Spanish. Vicky's even saying, and Kay is telling her, like, he gave me this ultimatum on the beach and said, he wants me to decide to move to California.
And Vicky's like, that doesn't sound like someone you date,
but
which
then,
is true.
But Kay, but then Vicky says to Mark, she's like, but you don't speak Spanish. And Kay said, yes. Like, why don't you want to learn Spanish?
And y'all, this ask is completely and utterly reasonable.
Because remember.
Completely. This is
the
only.
The main reason they broke up before is because they could not communicate.
Exactly.
10 years ago.
And he says, this was
so
indicative of what happened.
Mark knew this going in. Communication.
Here's where I kind of soured on him. Language has always been difficult for me, and I hate the feeling of failure, so I just give up. Me too, Mark. That is me.
I don't like feeling, and guess
and so
what?
I would rather, but I
when you love someone.
Exactly. It's it.
Ooh, this, learn Spanish. K. So
he's making this about him.
Yep.
Instead of them,
and it feels. I get why you think this is massaged. I don't think it is, but it feels out of left field.
Yes, and it feels different
from the story we've been presented of them.
This
is someone who literally left the country where he was to go to Brazil.
No,
Argentina. Because she overdosed on drugs to be with her.
But
he can't take a Spanish class at San Diego State University online.
It feels like something is missing.
Yeah.
Or that's why I just ask if has this been massaged.
Y'all, I
a
mean,
little bit
Sean
by
Cody films in San Diego. Even the interns there learn Spanish just by proxy.
It's true.
Pessimist.
You can inhale the air in Southern California and learn
and pick up something.
Yeah. It is interesting. And so
you know Spanish at this point.
I know enough. And Spanish is the only language I never studied.
Yep.
But I know enough to
besides curse words.
Yeah. And you like that. You like that.
Dame,
eye poppy.
Wow.
But he basically says, and this he said he doesn't want to learn Spanish because he's waiting on her because he doesn't want to waste explanation.
He said because if we don't work, no Spanish. And Kay says, "Come on."
Mm-hmm.
And Vicky is like, "What are you talking about?" And Kay says, if you want to be with me, then you need to learn Spanish.
So I think that's this is a completely fair ask.
His whole reasoning, I did right. I don't buy that.
I don't buy it. And this shows a side of him that is either really, really gross and like a caveman.
Yes.
Or they're setting up something that's going to change by the end of the season.
And Mark says, you know, I've shown Kay all my cards. I've been honest with her about who I am. And now she's complaining in front of her friend. I'm really disappointed by this.
And this feels fake, just to say, because we haven't seen this from him. And if it's completely real, I'm going to say I'm extremely disappointed. And you're not the guy you presented yourself as.
No, and Kay even says to Vicky as well, she said, I think she says he wants me to be monogamous, and I think being with one person, you get frustrated.
And that's her point. That's the point that we've seen her is, I don't like monogamy. So
and her friend's like, I don't think she's going
to
leave.
That's the chasm that these two are trying to cross. I think that everyone else has a bigger chasm on this show than they do.
That's true.
So I feel like...
And she says Mark's being selfish. He's not taking me into account. And she's like, you know, he said this trip is going to define things. And she said, yes, this trip is going to define kind of everything we say and us.
Later on, they are...
No, don't flush baby wipes down on an island.
It's not a baby wipe. It's just toilet paper. Yeah, because the septic
tank... Our landlord emails us about this all the time. Don't flush... wipes.
Oh, well, but they don't have a septic tank.
No, but it clogs up the sewer. We get a text message every week.
Wow. If you grew up in my household, we had a septic tank, and all it was my mother poodle saying, don't use so much toilet paper. The septic tank's going to just overflow. You want shit in your front yard? Is that what you want? Y'all had a septic tank, didn't you?
Yeah, most people did. Yeah, my dad still does. So,
but did you ever get that saying, septic tank's going to fill up? We'll be. That's all your fault.
Are you kidding? I would go out there and work on people's lines with my dad.
Right.
He didn't do the people that did septic tanks were specifically
septic tank. Yeah, that's a specific thing.
People. But it's a big thing, obviously. You don't want. Ours never did. I don't remember ours clogging up. I just remember people coming out and emptying it.
Yeah. My mother would always say, Everyone around here uses too much toilet paper. I just know we're going to do this. It's going to be two more years. They're going to have to dig up our yard.
And then they're going to have to come out. And
yeah.
But usually whatever grows around your septic tank grows really well.
Yeah, because the poop.
Because it does leak out into the
yeah.
your grass.
Yeah, it's nice. Environmental.
Actually, my dad's sprinkler system is hooked up to the septic tank. So that's the water. They do that environmentally. Yeah. That's the water that waters the yard.
I'm tired of this. Talking about
There you
it.
Go. You brought it up.
The important thing is that their bathroom is leaking because she accused, and this is, it's done kind of fun that you couldn't throw the paper in.
He says the water's, yeah, I'm bored with this too. Let's move on.
They're having fun, but they're having breakfast later on. And
Kay's like, how did you feel about Vicky?
And he's like, well, I was uncomfy around her. And she brings up, she said,
he said, a lot of it I didn't understand. It brought back memories of Argentina when
right.
we really couldn't communicate. He said, I hope things were different.
And she says, she reminded him, she said, and I'll never forget what you did for me.
Well, first she told him, she said, it's all me. She said, she did say with you, it's me. She laid it out very. She said, it's I need. And she said, I don't understand why you don't try to do, why you leave the heavy stuff for me.
Yep.
And that's when she brings up what you were going to say.
And she said, I know he did this for me. He came to Argentina, left his life and moved there. So maybe I should do this for him. And then he says, this is the thing with his character.
She says, I'll never forget that. It was very sweet.
But then he says, I never want her to feel like she owes me. I want her to come to America because she loves me.
But yet,
for love.
But you're pressuring her to come to California. It doesn't make sense.
Nothing tracks completely here.
Yeah.
That's why I think they're setting this up for, I think this might work. Because we're getting inconsistent.
You really
I want them to work.
Maybe they'll be on 90 Day Fiance.
I think he needs to just stay in Bocas. He needs to just stay there.
I think he should, but you know, because right now everything, depending on his job, everything, so much things are remote with
COVID.
Stay there for 6 months, learn Spanish really well.
Yeah.
And then y'all could go to. I don't understand again. Why is it you have to move? Why can't she come to California?
Right.
For 3 or 4 months?
That's,
see what it's like.
That's a. Well, and because he has this. He's the one who said
it's
it.
It's not like they're Angela Michael and she lives in Nigeria, which is on like a list of can't travel to the U.S.
Right. But I think he wants her with him all the time. That's why I'm saying. They've portrayed him as a good guy who she likes. This is the couple, you guys. This couple is definitely portrayed in the best light in the show. Definitely, the producers like this couple. So, what gets me is the storytelling here and the way this is framed is leading us to root for them.
Yep.
But they're throwing all of these things in our wake, and it feels kind of like false flags to me.
But she says, maybe I should go to California.
Yeah. I want the best for them! people have come at me saying, I do too. They're like, what's happened?
My iPad fell off the thing.
Riveting.
Exactly. I don't know why you commented on it. I was going to keep going because I'm a professional.
Can we talk about Amber and Daniel?
God bless Christine and David.
What?
God bless Christine and David.
Blix.
God bless. Because
Chrissy and David.
Bless their heart. They've got to listen to Amber come over every other day and bitch about Daniel.
Bitch about Daniel. And she probably complains about how you can't get ice here because like they do in America.
Chrissy's from Canada, y'all, and she probably on the daily has to explain to her husband, David, this is what I told you about women from Florida. It's an American thing.
Oh, wow. Boy, I will say if you go on Reddit and there's a little in the there's a whole couple threads devoted to Amber hate. She has not made herself. She hasn't made herself well liked in the NIDA universe.
I just
Poodle. I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and... the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's lip, Elizabeth Smart,
and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
And she's definitely the villain of the season.
I think what we're finding, I actually much prefer her than Martine. Martine drives
boy.
Me crazy.
That, you know what? That's a tough call for me, too. Especially this episode.
Because in one way, I'm like, Amber, this guy fucking came as a child from Venezuela to escape a horrible thing. Like, have some empathy. But then I think, but that's also really hard to understand, probably, if you're a white, blonde woman from Florida that's so foreign to your experience.
She just reeks of her own privilege.
Where Martine is like, you're a DJ. I'm infuriated. Someone asks you at 10 o'clock at night if you're up.
Yeah, she's just
she's insufferable to me.
It's bad because
get ready for that segment.
She sounds like a crazy jealous person when she talks. I know, but
because she is a crazy jealous person.
Yeah, and I will say dating someone who's a DJ is not what Martine needs.
No,
Martine needs a guy. And this is the thing. That's why I've been saying, I said earlier, all the Americans have issues with control.
Well, Martine wants to date a guy that's in med school, but she wants to date, but she wants to get fucked by a club promoter.
Exactly. Oh, that is that's a very wise thing you just said.
Well, I learned a lot of that from F-Boy Island. You know, I learned a lot about fuckboys from F-Boy Island. I think you did too. We didn't know a lot about them.
I knew a lot before.
Yeah, but gay fuckboys are different than straight
fuckboys.
They
are.
Because all gay men are fuckboys. Sorry, y'all.
If you gay, you know that already.
You a fuckboy. Okay, Amber and Danielle. So, y'all,
she's taking out the trash.
She's taking out the trash. And she's
already put upon. And it's like 8 a.m.
She sees David and Christine. And y'all, like I said, David's from Israel.
And
Christine's
they're an international couple.
And she's like, we've become good friends with them. And they talk a little bit about their jobs and COVID and shit like that. And basically, Amber says, you know, she's like, it's just not easy because, you know,
everything on my end is done.
Everything on my end's done.
Everything.
I did everything. I checked all my boxes. Daniel quit his job. After he lost his job, he got a job. Daniel quit his job. Now it's on me.
And she loves that. Part of her loves handling everything.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite things that Chrissy said was, so are you going to be his girlfriend, wife, mother, and teacher? I'm like, she already is.
She already is.
Oh, she already my God. Is.
And as Christine says, now Christine says that because they talk about Daniel talking about he needs time to get the paperwork. And Christine says, and this is nice
it
hearing
is an
this
all
from her.
Day
she
affair.
Said,
yeah.
In the Latino culture here, she said, when you go to the bank, it's an all day affair.
That
it's always a production. Things don't get done quickly.
That is actually in Europe too, in smaller towns out everywhere, doing little things like going to the bank. Going to get your because when I was in Italy for a while when we was living outside of Siena, you had to do all your errands that you would normally take an hour or two here took all day. Mm. It's just that that's life. It's slower and in smaller towns and especially in Latin America because of bureaucracy. I'm sure it's like that.
Yeah,
she says I can get my Starbucks and then go to the courthouse.
Why did that sound like...
They're in the same place.
Wait, why does that sound like Susie
Orman? Yeah. They're a little similar.
Daniel.
Roth IRA.
Daniel, I want you to have a Roth IRA.
You're 40 now. What are you doing with your life? What do you have saved?
Cut the crap. Isn't that what you
said? Yeah. Cut the crap. Cut it.
You really need to get a Susie Orman wig.
I do.
Y'all, I have to
She pulls back her teeth.
Read her book, though. They're good. They're helpful.
I think I have Young and Hungry.
Young and Hungry is another book that you have.
Wait.
That's a porn you watch.
I think that's my screen name.
Yeah.
Young and Hungry.
Young
and Come Hungry.
Yeah, there you are. There you are. Called Young, Broken, Fabulous.
Oh, okay.
I think that. It's a good book.
Young and Hungry.
Wow. Boy, that one just didn't sit with me.
That was my nickname when I danced at Numbers.
So, Christine brings up what... It's like she was listening to our episode last week, because Christine says, she's 30... He's 23.
It's a lifetime.
They are in different places in their life.
Yeah.
And Christine says, with Daniel, he's still following her like a puppy.
And y'all...
Amber's like, if I didn't love him, something makes me love him. I don't know, but something, but just... I don't know.
I feel like I guarantee you every one of Amber's relationships has this kind of dramatic element to
it.
Oh,
for sure.
And a lot of them probably are younger men. Who she does things for and tries to fix and put in a better position in life.
I agree with that.
But what she says, y'all, is she, all of a sudden, Chrissy and David become her best girlfriends. She's
they
like,
do.
He was at the bar and this girl was talking to him and she was like touching his arm and then she's like, so of them.
So have this ever, is the real reason why she came over.
Have you ever seen any girls over there?
And Christine's immediately like, I was told to say no. I mean, like, no. I mean, never. I mean, I swear to God, I've never seen
the
any
look
women.
Look on these two people's face when she asked that, they're like, never.
No.
Never.
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 They were probably thinking, wait, was that girl over there?
Yeah, wait. When I heard that. When I asked my husband, David, if that was a bird, and then we realized it was a woman yelping from getting fucked. Was that Daniel?
They had to think about it. They had to think about it.
Meanwhile, this was a good episode for them. Not good in that. Well, no, I'm not good in that it advanced their story. But
we
good
learned more
that,
about Daniel.
But good that you learn more about them, and you see kind of how, honestly, how completely different they are.
Yeah.
Y'all, because Daniel talks about... Like, y'all, okay.
Talking with his brother.
This is Daniel's talking to his brother, who is hot.
Oh, my God. They're both so attractive.
They're both so attractive.
God, okay. Just my type.
What, brothers? Because you need to work on that. You're laughing because it's true. You've got to stop watching brother porn. It's not real. It's never real.
They're never real brothers,
I don't know what this is for you.
They're never real brothers.
It's like when someone is a priest and the other one is like an altar boy. That's not appropriate and it's not real.
Why do you have to turn...
Sorry.
No, you're right.
So, but you know what is real? when Daniel is talking about growing, I thought, okay, he's going to talk about leaving Venezuela.
And it being kind of hard.
And he said,
yeah.
I thought it's going to be kind of hard.
Yeah.
They didn't have a lot to eat.
You didn't think you were going to hear, I was shot twice by the police.
I was shot twice by the police for not giving them money.
And he delivered it in such a way that lots of people were.
Yeah, shot me in the shoulder, and then they shot me in the leg.
Y'all, Venezuela.
I walked it off.
Venezuela has been in political turmoil and for a long time.
A long
now.
Time.
It's a very
since at least the 90s,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, probably. No, I don't know if it's that long, but the dictator down there, I can't remember his name, but it's a very dangerous place to be,
and
which is why people are leaving.
He said there wasn't food, and so they wanted to get out. So they wanted to find a life that was not traumatic, was not drama filled, because y'all. This is some fucking PTSD shit here.
Yeah, they're both dealing with,
and they both
that
want
PTSD.
Happiness. Amber's not really your zen,
no.
zen girlfriend. You
and
wanted.
You know what? It's never going to be peaceful. That's not what being in a relationship with Amber is like.
No, Amber is only going to be relaxed if she goes to her book club at least twice a week and
have
yoga,
three glasses of wine.
And three glasses of wine and yoga three times a week.
Even that, she'll complain about something at the yoga
place. And then once she has kids and school starts,
she's
going to be so involved in that PTA.
I know this woman. I just
and Daniel,
know.
She's going to get involved. This is what's going to happen. They'll get together. He'll move if he moves over there. They'll get married. They'll have kids. She'll get really involved in the kids' school life. She'll make him feel like he's an inadequate parent.
Yeah.
He won't do things and read her mind. She'll feel like he's not doing enough. He'll cheat on her.
Yep.
And she'll leave him and talk about what a horrible husband she is.
Yep.
And that didn't sound like, I made that kind of sound like that would be all Amber's fault. That's not the case. It would be Daniel's fault too. But I'm just saying that's where this relationship is going to end up.
Basically though, at the end, they're saying, the brother says, you guys are always fighting.
I just feel like they have that dynamic of the wife saying, you're never doing them enough.
Right.
And the man never doing enough, but also not stepping into that.
And I think, though, there are couples who both parties need that kind of dramatic dig
Daniel
back.
Does not.
Daniel does not need that.
Daniel was dating Fun Bobby. And sorry, that's a Friends reference, everybody. And then now he's dating Amber.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big difference.
And she no fun, y'all. Amber ain't no fun.
Y'all. Poodle, when Poodle's at Fiesta Cantina at 10 o'clock, it's a fun time.
I'm Fun
Poodle,
Bobby.
When he's a musical director directing Into the Woods, it's a bitch and you don't want to be around him.
Don't cross me.
It's a difference.
Mm-hmm. I got lots in my head.
Law Office Maddie is way different than Podcast Maddie.
Oh, you're just
I'm a bitch at the Law Office.
Awful.
I have to be.
So, that's all I have. You want to talk about Martine and Steven?
Briefly.
Hurricane Martine. So, y'all, we're going to have a pool party.
We're having a party.
We got...
Everybody's drinking.
We got Jello shots. What could go wrong?
Drinking Jello shots.
What could go wrong?
No one's going to know that you cheated on her all the time.
Until your friend says something when you're playing a game.
Until you're the own idiot who asks if we play Never Have I Ever. I'm Rod Stewart.
So we do see they're having so much fun. He's in the shower, which I wish there was footage of.
Ooh.
And
he has like fuckboy island body.
He does.
I've decided that's a new level. Because everyone on Fuckboy Island had...
They were ridiculous.
Ridiculous. By the way, y'all...
Season two,
it's coming.
Ding! Official. So, that's a really quick green light.
Yeah, it did really well.
Yep. So, his phone, she says, I saw a text message. Now, normally, you would see your phone, your boyfriend's phone... That was over there.
Well, she's sitting on the couch.
Or maybe she had
and
his
the phone kind of went like brrr, and she looked over at it and kind of looked over to see who was texting him.
Yeah.
And then she noticed the thing that said you up. And that's when she picked up the phone.
Yeah. I I think she probably saw it. It was a little further away, and she probably reached for the phone to see who it was. She's a green-eyed monster, y'all.
Look, it's normal. I've been sitting and
Or she's got the green-eyed monster.
My boyfriend's phone will buzz, and I'll look at it, but never been.
But
I've
why?
Never. Because it's just something in the room, it buzzes, and I just look at it.
But you're never going to go over there and look who it is.
I will say, I'm glad to admit, I've never picked up his phone. I know his passcode, but I've never made that jump of, I need to pick up and look through his phone.
Right.
Of course, he's never cheated on me, I don't think. If he has, I don't care. But she is obsessed with this idea
that all he's doing
is fucking all these people, y'all, because they set this up the first episode.
Right.
Y'all, don't forget, remember how cuckoo crazy she was with the woman at the restaurant?
Yeah. So it's party time the next day. She's like, I'm not going to confront him about it.
I wouldn't have this party, but we are playing. So I'm not going to confront him.
And y'all know, just because you know how documentary shows like this work, it's going to come out when she'd been drinking.
It's going to come out. So they're drinking. They're having a party. I just kind of want to say something that Stephen, if you and your friends are ever in the L.A. area and
if
I get a hall pass from the boyfriend that night, sandwich me up, wrap me up.
Wouldn't you have to get 4 hall passes?
I just get the night off.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. Wrap me up like a.
You'd be their own like Jello shot.
Yes, like a falafel. Cover me.
So
whoa, they're hot.
So they are. So she's like, she's been drinking.
Be rolling around.
She's been drinking, and she goes, "Let's play a drinking game. Let's play like, Never Have I Ever." And
young.
I'm like. And even everyone there goes, this is a terrible idea.
All the guys are kind of like, sure, but do you notice the women are like, she's a dumb bitch. Question, when are you too old to play Never Have I Ever?
27.
I was going to say 25.
Okay. Yeah.
Y'all, it's just, well, I guess, how old is she? She's like 23, isn't she?
I think she's a little older than that. I don't know why I think so.
So y'all, so they're playing like never ever I done a threesome drink if you never have I
and then it's all kind of fun and then it was like never have I ever lied. These are actually theirs are boring. Like when I play if I'm gonna play this game, it's like never have I ever had sex with 2 sailors while one of them filmed and the other sang, "What do you do with a drunken sailor?" and pummeled me.
Fuck him in the morning. Fuck a fuck a fuck 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 a fuck a fuck fuck. There's video out there, y'all, and I'm just saying, if we get popular at all, you're gonna see Poodle's asshole. Hope you're okay
get
with it.
Get used to it.
It's gonna be out there.
So
I just hope that Mother Poodle's dead by the time that comes
me
out.
Me too. Me too. These drinking statements are all bad, and then one person kind of decides to fuck with her, and fuck with him too, and this is shitty because like never have I ever cheated on my significant other.
His friend's an asshole for saying that.
It's an asshole thing to do.
And then even more of an asshole, all the guys laugh about it.
Yep. None of them like her, by the way.
And that's why they're. None of them like her. And one even says, yeah, she's not good for him.
Yeah.
All of them know they're bringing this up because they want to drive them apart.
She's super controlling. She only wants him to be she wants him to be fun when she on her time.
I said that? That was good of me.
I said she wants to marry a stockbroker.
Oh, yeah.
Get fucked by a club promoter. She wants him to do, she's very jealous. She's very controlling.
Well, she is trying to change him.
Oh, yeah.
She wants him to be, y'all, it's not as if this is Sherlon, who's totally party man.
No.
Y'all, he lives his life. He makes money. He does well.
And these people have been in a relationship for 2 years or 3 years.
He raises his daughter. Like, he has, I think,
He's got it together more than anybody.
Yes, life. Like, accept him for who he is.
Yeah. And the thing about it is, she's been down there, and they've either...
I've been down and drew.
Boy, you are a jukebox
you
today.
You love that show.
I loved it for a while, then I stopped watching
Never
it.
Never seen it.
Really?
Yeah.
Ally McBeal?
Yeah.
It was a very groundbreaking show.
I've been searching my soul tonight.
So how do you know all the words?
Because I lived with you, and you would watch it. You and Lindsay would watch it.
But you know... But you can't remember...
Because I would clean the house whenever y'all were watching TV.
That's true, you did.
That's true, y'all.
So there. She walks away after the cheating talk, and because she's drinking, she's got her Jell-O shot.
Like, I'm gonna go calm down.
Sitting over there, and she said, when she comes back, she's like, in front of everyone, I don't want to be in a long distance relationship. We need to figure it out, or we need to end it.
Well, one of his friends asked her, actually.
Yeah. But this is still not something you say in front of company.
Joel says, if Steven doesn't want to move there or you don't want to move here, do you think this will work? He asked her that first. But then
Yeah.
I know, but I'm just saying she didn't just... But yeah, she aired laundry. And all then that his friend says, she's not my cup of tea. She leaves.
Later on that night,
that's where she said... She's like, listen.
She'd been drinking some more.
Someone texted you to say you up. And Steven said, we're going through this shit again. And she's like, what? Y'all, she gets kind of physical.
She gets physical. And he's like, excuse me.
Please don't push me.
Yeah.
She's like pushing his hand out. And he's like,
I should be able to go through your phone.
And he said,
and he's like,
she said,
no,
someone
you
said
shouldn't.
You up. And he said, I'm a fucking DJ. People text me at 11 o'clock at night wanting to know where I am.
Now,
people just,
what do you think?
What?
What's your, do you think, and I don't even think this, we can't even speculate on this because I don't even know the particulars of their relationship. Mm-hmm. Do you think it was some woman he'd given his number to, or do you think it was someone who was legitimately asking either a friend or a business thing?
Well, the only thing that gives me pause is he doesn't tell her who it was.
That,
he did see the text on his phone. He doesn't say that was you know.
He said he said he didn't know the number.
So, and also too, look, y'all, Poodle and I have had our history of paramours, and we can't fault a guy that we're dating
history
who just. Y'all, we've all done that. It's been like you're sitting there, you're drinking a glass of like Moscato, kind of making a bad decision, and you pick up your phone and you go, I wonder what Tanner's up to. And you just send him a text. It's been 2 years, and you just say, what's up?
No, that's really messy. I've never done that.
You've never texted?
No.
You've never
they
texted?
They text me.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, we've all done it. We've been on, even if we're on this couch, we've been on the receiving end of it. We've all sent this, even if we don't want to admit it. I think I chalk it up to one of those things.
Yeah.
Now, if it was someone's name saved in
his
phone, that would be different.
I think if they didn't
have like, if they had that Jake guy dash no, he's freaky deep.
No, seriously, whatever you think,
don't do it again.
Then I mean it.
If I saw that on my boyfriend's phone, I'd be like, okay, yeah, you've had a history, you fucked around.
But this is for her. This is, and he even says it's like you're looking for reasons for me to break up with you. That's exactly what's happening.
And I think called that the first episode.
Yeah, because she knows he's not what her parents want for her.
Yeah.
So she's trying to find a way.
She doesn't want to tell her parents, I fucked around and wasted my time
exactly.
for 2 years because I've had to get my master's degree. I've had to do this. I've got to be perfect. I've got to be perfect. I need him to break up with me. So then my parents are like, aw.
She wanted this to be the grand blow up of her relationship.
Girl, let him go and find yourself a man at Florida State University in med school.
Fine.
That's what you want.
Find someone. Florida State's in Tallahassee.
Florida. Whatever.
Miami.
Miami. Yeah.
So yeah, this is it's not going to end well. What's your predictions? Do you think?
Are they doing 8 episodes of these or 10?
I don't know. This is 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
It feels like we're heading towards something soon. I would say 8.
I think Daniel and Amber are going to end up getting married. I think he's going to go over. I don't think he's going to like it, but I think he's going to do it.
Well, we don't know. The only thing that needs to happen in this version of the show is we have to get their K-1 visa.
Yeah. So I think more than any of them, they're the couple that's going to be on 90 Day Fiancé. Because they're going to be the most dramatic.
Yeah. I still have hope that Mark and Kay might make it.
I think they might.
The other two,
Steven or not.
No.
I think Sherlon is
no intention.
Gonna go missing on somewhere and be on another island.
He might go for the birth of the baby, and then we'll never
and then he's out.
Yeah.
That's the show, y'all.
That's the
happy
show.
Go to realitygazepodcast.com. Poodle, we call these people lonely hearts, because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love? And all the wrong places.
Yes. And, why do I always forget in this show?
It's every time.
If you... Go ahead.
If you've been sitting at a table with a gentleman with a big penis, and he got you pregnant from under the table...
with a stinky snake.
The stinky snake.
Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.